Today, Democrats and Republicans in Congress continue to work on a compromise means to cut over $30 billion in spending from the federal budget to avoid a partial shutdown of the government on Friday. For example, conservative lawmakers seek to increase the Pentagon budget and gut certain EPA projects. One enduring federal farm program with roots in Fayetteville and the Reagan administration is the National Center Agriculture Information Service, also called ATRA. It saw its $2.8 million allocation for the current year erased. ATRA, with six regional offices, began under the nonprofit National Center for Appropriate Technology. NCAT is based in Butte, Montana, was founded in 1976, and is funded by foundations and government grants. Teresa Maurer's been working for the national nonprofit organization NCAT for 20 years, the last 15 of those as ATRA Project Director in the Mid-South Fayetteville, Arkansas office. It's located in the old Walker Stone House west of the town square.
Just thinking about Arkansas, we responded to 53,000 requests. So that's just one state. And then because our service is national and we have a website, another statistic that I like to use is that people visited our website, but they didn't just visit. They downloaded 6 million publications that are written by our specialists. And in addition, we were personally in touch through workshops and conferences with 177,000 people around the country from almost every state. So those are people that we actually saw and interacted with at conferences.
ATRA distillates best management practices on things like organic crop and vegetable production, agricultural energy, soils and compost, livestock, pest management, biodiesel, even marketing. Since it was first appropriated with $500,000 in 1987, ATRA's annual budget now stands at $2.8 million with a staff of 50. It's funded year to year. The program faced elimination in the early 90s, again in 2003, and also in 2007.
And the funding comes to NCAT from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, specifically the Rural Development Agency, and within that, the Rural Business Cooperative Services. So we have been funded each year since 1987. So this is a long-standing program. And the most recent problem that we're all concerned about and that's affecting 12 jobs right here in Fayetteville, Arkansas, as I'm speaking to you today, the problem is that there is a continuing resolution that is keeping the government going essentially until next Friday. In five of the six continuing resolutions, the program was okay. In other words, funding for the ATRA program was fine. It was the latest one that was passed in mid-March that specifically, and I mean specifically, cut this program. And the parts of the problem, this is the fiscal year 2011, so this is not funding that's far off. This is what is allowing the program to operate now. And, you know, they're talking about trying to get funding freed up to allow operations from now through the end of September.
This year, ATRA was cut, Maurer says, because it was mistakenly designated as an earmark, a legislative provision that directs money to specific projects. Earmarks historically have implied legislators' districts pet projects, as compared to appropriations to particular government agencies. ATRA project funding is an appropriation and not an earmark.
This is a program that was authorized in the current Farm Bill, which is in effect until next year. It was also in the president's budget, and it's been in presidential budgets over decades, both parties. It's national in scope. And the problem is that the definition of an earmark keeps changing. It's just a huge political football. But our position is that the ATRA program, it is a program. It's not an organization.
The Arkansas congressional delegation, Maurer says, understands the value of the ATRA project. Former Senator Blanche Lincoln was a champion.
So what's going on right now is that Senators Bozeman and Pryor and other senators around the U.S. are really trying to help keep the program funded. And negotiations are going on right now, so it's not something that people can sort of wait and see what happens. It's things that are happening right now, conversations that are happening right now. So our friends in the grassroots community and farmers, educators, extension people, other people around the country are expressing their support by calling their senators. So I just wanted to make it clear that Senators Bozeman and Pryor are helping out along with other people. We've tried to initiate a similar effort with Congressman Womack, so he has also been contacted on the House side. So that's sort of where we stand right now, and it is, as I said, affecting 12 people today right here in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Literally, staff paychecks have stopped. Advocates for ADTRA say the timing could not be worse. Given a surge of interest in organic and sustainable agriculture, even Walmart, the world's largest retailer, is pledged to ensure a long-term supply of reliable agricultural products produced in a sustainable way. Late last year, the company announced plans to double the sale of locally sourced fresh produce by 2015, and ADTRA provides all the necessary resources for farmers for free.
Yes, this is this program is really unique. There's not anything else like it. I mean, we answer the phone 12 hours a day. We have a very popular website, and I mentioned the workshops and publications, and there's incredible interest. There's interest from farmers who are making decisions and changing their practices, changing their marketing. There's incredible interest from consumers in local, sustainable, and organic products that's kind of driving the farmer interest in this. And the Department of Agriculture itself has initiated a much more visible, presence in terms of local food and sustainable agriculture. And this is one of several programs within USDA that contributes to the effort. It's the only information service, though. We make it easy for people to find us, easy for farmers to contact us. If 12 hours a day on the phone isn't enough, they can email us, and they do email us. So it's a very, very popular and timely program, and demand has increased every year of our almost 25 years of existence.
Maurer encourages anyone who's used the program to contact their congressman and request funding be reinstated. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.